You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's face it, Michigan has some tough names to pronounce, and we all do our best to get it right.
Cahokta.
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 Neubenway.
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 Bouret.
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 Take heart. No longer will we have to take our best guess as to the pronunciation of Michigan towns or Michigan personalities. Now there is a definitive place to go and learn that the community is
Presque Isle.
And the county is
Presque Isle.
This is a guide called You Say It How in Michigan. It's put out by the Michigan Braille and Talking Book Library, giving us audio and phonetic pronunciations for 2,200 places, people, and things in or connected to Michigan. With us now is the director of the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons, Bill Robinson. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I appreciate it.
Where'd this idea come from, Bill?
Well, the idea actually originated from some of our volunteer readers and our Braille Talking Book Library staff, because there were so many different ways to pronounce or maybe mispronounce Michigan names. They thought it would be a good chance for everybody to get on board with the correct pronunciation, and it would also save our readers time. Instead of having to go ask somebody, they could just click on the MP3 file, understand how to pronounce it, and then use it in one of our audio books that serves blind and visually impaired people.
But the idea of popping it up there on the web so anyone can access it is a great idea, because you do hear confusion about some of our more challenging place names and some of our more obvious ones.
Correct. That's correct. And being from Tennessee recently, it's been helpful to me. I love, you know, going to it and learning to pronounce things like Ypsilanti. I recently went down to Holland, Michigan, and was trying to figure out how to pronounce the lake down there, and it's Makatoe. And I just pulled the guide up on my phone and was able to press that particular name and hear the audio file and then be able to pronounce it just like the residents do.
How did you choose exactly what to put in the guide? Like, who and what made the cut?
The library staff made that decision, and I think what they tried to do is use the most common words and the common places and names in Michigan that were used in Michigan guidebooks, printed materials, or books that reference Michigan names.
How did the folks assembling this pronunciation guide ensure that the pronunciation used is the right one? Who decided that?
Well, it's a good question. We've found that we didn't get them all right, and that's fine. Anytime anyone has feedback, we are immediately incorporating that in an update to the link on the website and re-recording the MP3 audio. But basically, from what I understand, is there was some consensus on how to pronounce some of the words. And that was made and determined either by calling someone or somebody familiar. And in some cases, they did get it wrong. But that's okay. It's engaging the public. People are having a lot of fun. We're having fun correcting it. There's 2,200 names and places, so there's going to be a few that we do get wrong.
Have you noticed any names getting an especially high number of clicks that apparently a lot of people had problems with the name?
You know, I actually was talking to some people about Mackinac, because a lot of people call that Mackinac.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that actually I've talked to that have grown up in Michigan said that they know a lot of people that mispronounce that one. And so I think that's a particular one of interest.
It's certainly a good reminder to all of us what the Michigan Braille and Talking Book Library is doing for people in Michigan.
Yeah, it really is. We serve quite a few customers throughout the state. And in fact, if you're not blind and visually impaired, but say you've had a stroke and you can't hold a book, we will also serve you as well. So it's a great service. You know, blind persons can read just like anybody else. They read Braille. Visually impaired, severely visually impaired, like some people and myself, I am visually impaired. I use different screen readers, but it's certainly nice to be able to sit back and listen to somebody read you a book sometimes.
Well, anyone who's interested, and I got to say, I love this because now I won't have to resort to my usual method of confirming place names. I would have to look up the number of the city or township office and call them and say, how do you say such and so? Now we've got this great new guide, You Say It How in Michigan, and we've got a link for you. Just go to the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Bill Robinson's the director of the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons here in Michigan. Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate it.